103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show with a difference. This week, the presenters are the guests and a guest presenter takes the slot of presenting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to The Sod Show.
103.2 Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Good afternoon, welcome, welcome, welcome one and all. This is The Sod Show with Brian Green and Peter Donegan. But as I said, it's with a difference this week because microphone and presentation will be generally done by Katrina and interviewing. We'll take the other side of the microphone and answer the questions for a change. It's a special week on The Sod Show because last Saturday night, The Sod Show won Best Podcast Blog at the Irish Blog Awards in Naas, the Osprey Hotel, and we're absolutely delighted. You can hear it in my voice. If you want to see us celebrate, go watch the video, which is linked at sodshow.com. So all the thank yous and razzmatazz is in that video, and we'll save you from hearing more and more about how great we think we are on The Sod Show, winning our award for the second year running. We'd just like to say thanks to our sponsors, greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensax.ie. On with the show, and my duties are almost over. Let's hand over to our guest presenter, Katrina.
Once upon a time, there was a young man who cycled home with a bag of compost on the handlebars of his bike and grew plants underneath his bed. And I have bribed him with cake and coffee at Newbridge Farm today to talk to me about The Sod Show. Because normally The Sod Show interviews are Peter or Brian or Jane interviewing other people. But today I've hijacked him and interviewed him myself. So welcome to The Sod Show. Welcome to The Sod Show meets Peter Donegan.
And Brian, or just Peter?
And Brian, sorry. Will I start again?
No, I say hello to my listeners. How are you doing?
Okay, so if you go back to when The Sod Show first started 2 years ago?
About 2.5 years ago. And I think it's well kind of noted that, how would you say it? I think if you go all the way back, it would have been Bernie Goldback down in Cashel in County Tipperary asked me for a bit of garden advice. And I also at the same time came to the realisation that there was no garden radio show in Ireland. So there was nowhere really to tell a good story. And also my telephone, which was an iPhone 3 at the time, really wasn't the best video recording equipment. And also when you're on your own solo, you can't really do videos of just yourself.
He's not that
in
solo.
Short, he started a podcast.
Yeah.
And hat tip to Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do you come in, Brian?
I come in the first time I met Peter was at a conference in the National College of Ireland, I think. He was talking about podcasting with Mark Rock from Audio Boo and Bernie Goldback from Tip Inst. And I was in the audience, and a bit strange for me not to be one of those people on the stage. I was listening to Peter tell me all about podcasting, and not long after that, maybe within a week, we were talking on the phone, and he was talking about getting a jingle for his Sodcast. Remember the Sodcast, everybody?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, I'll make you one of them. So I made him one of them, and the rest is part of our history.
Well, hold on a sec. No, we'll go. What happened then was I taught myself how to not record a podcast into the tail end of my iPhone, because when you first recorded me that jingle, I used to press play on the computer, hope I didn't get an email in at the same time, and then record it and then speak straight in for 5 minutes. The 5 minutes became 10 minutes, the 10 minutes became 20 minutes. I had to learn how to edit, because other than that was talking 20 minutes flat until I realised I could actually put my phone on airport mode and record at the same time. And then somewhere in between, Dublin City FM rang me and said, will you put The Sod Show on the airwaves? I rang you and said I'd need a new jingle, and you said, do you want me to come to the meeting with you? And I went, for what? And you went, well, something along those lines.
Yeah, they wanted us to start a show. Well, they wanted Peter to do something like a show, and it became a show, and I said I'd help. And they wanted us to start in February, but I was running in the general election, and I held it back about 6 weeks just to avoid any conflict of interest being a broadcaster on a radio station and on the hustings for the elections. And we started late March, was it? Third week of March?
Yeah, it was about that, the third week of March.
And then that became the Sod Show. And for maybe 6 or 9 months, we went in religiously every Friday at 3 p.m. It was in Docklands Innovation Park, where Dublin City FM is still. And I was working out of that kind of area, so it was dead handy to get to. Peter had to trek quite a lot further, but for it was it 6 to 9 months we would have done the show live every Friday.
It was about a year, but I think the big thing to remember with doing it from Dublin City FM as versus Brian doing it from his house, airing on Dublin City FM, and me doing it from whatever field I might be in at that time, was that we had to get in at about 12:30 every day, and we didn't get home till about 6. So it was a lot of, and then obviously there's the whole thing of he had to actually look at me every day, and I also had to, okay, he had to look at me every day across a counter. And we would disagree live on air a lot, and we still do, which is good.
I think it's a different kind of show when you do it live in the studio. We had outtakes to recordings, obviously, in the field that we did. But this is the Sod Show. This is about the great outdoors. And having it in a studio is a bit of an oxymoron. I think you've got to be outdoors as much as possible. So I'm the link man. I'm the Bill O'Herlihy of Garden Radio. I just link the stuff together. And the guys like Jane and Peter and David and your Belle. Good self and Belle in Cork who send in stuff, that's the real
and
stuff.
Simon.
And Ruth.
Yeah.
And we'll leave somebody out, but it's not an exhaustive list. This is a great interview because the interviewees are just taking it away and the interviewer is just getting a pain in the arm holding the microphone. Back to the interviewer.
I will hold this microphone as long as possible because actually I think this is really interesting because normally we just hear from you guys interviewing other people, and I think it's quite timely as well because Peter this week posted on the Sod Show blog a little bit of a manifesto, if you will, to bring it back.
I loved it. Yeah. I only read it on Friday. He had told me it was there, but that doesn't...
That's shocking, Brian.
That doesn't always mean with me that I'll do it immediately and look what it was. He didn't direct me to go and read it, but he told me it was there, which is kind of different. I read it on Friday, and he's a writer. He should write more.
Hold on. First of all, Katrina, can you explain your take on what I actually wrote for those who haven't read it?
The shortened version is, this is the Sod Show... We do things our way, and good luck to the rest of you who don't agree. The long version is, this is the Sod Show. We do this for free, off our own bats. All of us do it for free, off our own bats. The lovely folk at Green Sacks, we love you. Sponsor it. And
bats.
And, sorry?
Bats.
Bats, yes. The batteries?
Yes.
Yes, sorry. Brian is giving me waving stuff at me here.
I think the gist of it seems to be that it started for free, it's run for free, it's done for free. We have never earned a penny out of it. So sometimes the upload and the show notes don't go out on time, and that's okay, and that's allowed.
I think your short version description of his manifesto, to me, as you said it, I kind of heard punk, as in Sid Vicious singing My Way. And we did it our way. We do it our way. A lot of the verbs I'm using and adjectives are kind of past tense. We're still here. We're still a radio show. But we're kind of talking a little bit retrospective how we got together. But it's punk radio. We're doing it our way, the way we want to do it.
Well, maybe that's the best time to stop now for a little bit of punk. Maybe a little bit of Sid Vicious. Whatever you think yourself, Brian.
Well, you did say manifesto. And I'm reminded of the Sultans of Ping FC singing Like a Manifesto, Put It to the Testo.
Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper?
think about my manifesto. I like a manifesto, put it to the test. So took a trip down to meet the anarchist party. I met a groovy guy, he was arty farty. Said I know a little Latin and a cuss and a kite. Said I don't know what it means, he said neither do I. Eat natural food, bake twice daily. Fill your nostrils up with gravy. Don't drink tea and don't drink coffee. Cover your chin in Yorkshire toffee. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. I know I had it on when I had my tea, and I'm sure I had it on in the lavatory. Oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. Pure new wool and perfect stitches. Not the type of jumper that makes you itches, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. And my mother will be so, so angry. And my brother will be so, so angry. And my girlfriend will be so, so angry. And my dog will be so, so angry. Cause I was dancing at the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no.
103.2 Dublin City FM, brought to you by the lovely folk in Greenstacks. Check them out. Greensacks.ie. Thank you, Brian.
Impossible bags for home and garden.
So basically, this is three people standing in the corner of the walled garden in Newbridge, just having a laugh.
That's a good way to do it. It's a good way to do it. You have to ask us questions. I'm on the verge of asking you questions now.
No, don't ask. Time. No, you're not allowed to ask questions. Okay, so the next question I want to ask you is, why radio? Why podcast? Why not just stick to your tools, Peter Dunnigan?
In the nicest way of saying, and there are other great garden radio programs across the water. And when we were looking, I'm sidetracking off the answer as I'm.
No politician answers for me, no, please. No. Thank you very much.
No, but when I did the research going way back of what was out there. There seemed to be a lot of Gardener's Question Time, BBC-type radio shows out there. And whilst they do have a place, and I love my botanical Latin, the one thing that seemed to come back was, you know, if you're Bell down in Cork and you're growing, you know, three carrots and two garlic and one ladybird and have a horse who eats all of them the next day, there seemed to be no coverage of that person, or Simon and Ruth in their polythene tunnel, even though Simon's a farmer, or Jane who's walking down by the beach some weeks ago. And really, I think I wanted the human story, and I like stories. I like the bit of getting behind the scenes. And one of the most interesting questions I ever asked was to Matthew Jebb. And I started with the stereotypical cliched, I used to grow plants under my bed. You grew up one day and decided you wanted to be...
That is a full house in Sod Show Bingo.
But I said to him, you know, you grew up and decided you wanted to be head of the Botanic Gardens, and he said no, he actually wanted to study like fossils and all of that kind of thing, because he thought it sounded, I don't want to misquote him, but exotic, I think, is what he had said. And I had this picture in my head of a guy wearing a Man from Del Monte type suit and a white sandy khaki type walking a beach and looking at pyramids and dolmens and picking up stones, and it was just beautiful the way he told the story. But I there's a lot more to life, as far as I would see it, than going out making beautiful gardens and getting up the next day and lodging money in the bank. And again, I have to double underline the bit where the sideshow doesn't make money and doesn't achieve anything other than it tells a wonderful story. And by God, it's been a great journey of 2.5 years.
I believe the question was, why radio sticks to your tools? And I'll answer that by saying radio is my tool, and it's one of them, and it's a great way of telling stories. It hasn't been outdone by video and internet and everything else. Every which way you look, radio permeates into media, and we are after stories, and people have stories. So it isn't the limited company, it isn't the brand, it isn't the, well, sometimes it is the amazing sometimes thing that amazing people do, but we're after the amazing people because it has kind of lasting power in our recordings and our back catalogue, which we are very proud of, and we host all of our old shows from show number one and before that, the Sodcast. So stories with people, they're worth listening back to. Things come and go, but people and their stories resonate on the airwaves, and that's why we do it. But
would that be fair? Would it be fair to say, Brian, that is what the whole attraction of the Sod Show is for you, because it is so personable, because it is about people?
No, I come for the cake and I stay for the chat.
It should be noted that the cake is in Peter Dunnigan's bag. There's going to be a fight before they go home.
There will be no fight. There is no question over who retains ownership of the cake, and that will always be the case. And I will take him down. I will take him down if he goes near my satchel. Yeah, but I hear, I'll sidetrack. But kind of, you know, in the bit of the why and the radio show thing, you know, the one person of recent that we interviewed that I think the Sod Show is most comparable to is Donna Callan of Santry Community Wall Garden. And it's madness and mayhem, and it's wonderful and it's lovely that she takes on this thing. She owns an apartment. She doesn't even do it for a living. She's not even a gardener. They charge €20 per year, or they can concession you for €10 a year to come. You don't have to buy your tools. You don't have to buy any seeds. You get to go in. You can do 1 hour of gardening per annum, or you can do 500 hours of gardening per annum. But you ask Donna why she does it, and I think you'll probably, if you put it into a calculator and press the square root button, you'll probably get the same reason why people go to the park.
And Brian, Peter is the green-fingered one. Is it fair to say that?
Yes, I'm the not-so-green-fingered Brian Green.
Not at all green-fingered.
Not at all green-fingered, and armchair gardener. So there's lots of people who sit at home and watch Ireland play soccer against countries from all over the world on television and enjoy it, and it's a huge industry to show them those football matches and the Olympics, and all these people sit in armchairs and love their sport. There's no rights for people who are into their gardening from the armchair. We're just a minority that is not respected, and we've no rights, and we're trampled on all the time, and it's something that really annoys me. So it's something it gets me a bit upset, actually.
I don't think that you are in a minority. I think that gardening is the next, dare I say it, cookery programs.
Gardening's next. Food is just, it's overhyped, it's overcooked, and I think we need to see about, 20 hours less food programs on TV a week, and we could replace some of those food programs with good old educational stuff about, you know, horticulture, the garden and stuff.
Yeah, but here's the question for you, and now this has gone past the point of Katrina asking questions. How come there are no gardening television programmes on the go at this moment in time in Ireland, and how come there is only one garden radio show in Ireland, permanent fixture? And you got to ask yourself those questions, why, and maybe the media moguls of this world know more than we actually do.
Well, maybe you have to ask the question, why is Bloom so popular? Why are we here today at Flavours at Fingal Country Show, and it's incredibly popular, and yet we still don't have an awful lot of garden programming, be it on any form of media?
Well, there's a gap in the market, and the market in the gap, and if somebody wants to fill it and come on in and be competition to us and keep us on our toes, we welcome that, because there's definitely growth there. But maybe it's just that, you know, food sells more and it's got more cardboard boxes and advertising associated with it than what goes into the land. And maybe, you know, buying your seeds and picking them out special and seeing those things that you grow come out for the first time, those early green shoots, you know, just doesn't cut it for the marketing executives and the radio and television schedulers and planners as to what goes onto mainstream television and radio.
Where next for the Sideshow? Brian, actually.
Oh, Brian. Oh,
where next? We are going to continue doing what we do. We'd love people to, you know, stay listening, tell their friends about it. But we're also going to go further afield for content, and we're going to bring you the best that's happening in these islands. So we're actually going to put the microphone out there a lot more than we have. We're going to branch out.
Branch out.
Excuse the pun.
Hey!
We're going to go further afield. Pun field, and we're going to get you more sound from different places, just much more interesting things to be recorded.
And Peter?
I don't know. It's kind of funny when you look back and you see where it's come from and you see where it's all started, and you see that it was Peter out his back garden standing next to his shed, you know, at 5 minutes to three or 5 minutes to five, or sometimes on the way home in the Jeep, recording bits into the tail end of an iPhone with a couple of notes scratched into the dust that was sitting on the dash of my Jeep, and you're kind of going, you know, so where for the future? I don't know. I think there's a bit where, if I'm very honest, I'd say we're kind of, just wait for that to go. If I'm honest, I'd say there's a bit where, give it up. If I'm honest, I'd say there's a bit where financial will possibly restrict some things from happening. And Brian was saying going further afield, and I mean, That post that I threw up on the blog, which says, look, there's some things that we can't do, mainly because it does come down to money. We don't have the money to travel to, you know, Liverpool or London or, you know, the Chelsea Flower Show and pay two nights in a hotel and or in a B&B or in a tent or whatever you like. We don't have that money in our arse pockets to go and do that. And it we are restricted to an extent in what we can do. It's not saying that the radio show is bad. You know, and there are so many Donna Callans of this world and so many Katrinas that have wonderful stories to tell. But there is stuff that we would like to do. And essentially, you know, the big boys, if they want to, probably could beat us pants down. But at the same token, look, I think there's a bit where I'm happy. And so long as Brian is happy to continue to do it and you're happy to listen to us, well, you know, there you go. I think that's fuel enough for it. So we'll see, I suppose, is the answer. See where it goes.
Well, lads, it has been an absolute blast. Thank you very much for talking to us about the Sod Show. As always, it's brought to you by the lovely folk at Greensacks, greensacks.ie. And I am sure Brian has some stuff on his list as to what's coming up next week on the Sod Show and what's happening around the country this week.
You should introduce yourself, by the way, and give your own contact details.
You can find me. I'm Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. You'll find me at wholesomeireland.com and on all good social networks. Hat tip to Bernie Goldback as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where you'll find me as @wholesomeie.
Things coming up, we've just had stuff in the can all the way from May to September. We've never been short of stuff, and I think we have 4 or 5 weeks lined up for you of stuff that's coming.
If you head across to sideshow.com, God only knows what's coming up in the next couple of weeks, but I think I'm reminded of the Lisa Hannigan Cake Project song, which is Your Lips Come As Some Surprise. Yep. And we'll see. It will be some surprise, I'm sure. A good one.
103.2 Dublin City FM, and the final music choice was by Peter Donegan, and it was She and Him and Why Do You Let Me Stay Here? And it's a great question, and I've been thinking of that question all through the song, and I don't have an answer, but I think it's something got to do with the great people at Dublin City FM. We did win a podcast of the year at the Blog Awards, but it is with thanks also to the crew and staff at Dublin City FM, to Heather McLeod and to Mick Hanley and the board of directors, who do it all unpaid here at Dublin City FM. Thanks a million to everyone, the unmentioned people back at base. The Sod Show will be back next Friday at 3 p.m. with more gardening and out in the field stuff, and particularly some stuff coming from Flavours of Fingal over the next couple of weeks. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the internet, greensacks.ie. From Peter Donegan and from Brian Green, goodbye, good luck, good listening.